Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland standard time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Cure and can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 11, verse 7. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening live to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, hey, feel free to call 646-478-0944 like the 216-217 number did. Send anything, MP3 format, commercials or music. Send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. You change your mind, call back, or if you didn't do so in the first place, press 1. I want to let people know that you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter page of Alfred Porter, J.R. numeral 1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. 1, or Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, that's Hip Hop Workshop 2, or Man in the Street numeral 13, Man in the Street 13. Also, letting people know, Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter, J.R. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley, J.R. period, Facebook Kent and Angelica, Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. Check out the nicest music on www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks, the webpage at blackonblackcleveland.com. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com, where our guest tomorrow will be Suave Gotti, who has the All-Star Anthem just in time for the All-Star Weekend that's coming up, as well as a couple of people who are throwing shows during that time frame. Also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter, Jr., period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. That's Alfred Porter, Jr., period. YouTube, Miss Commentary, Cleveland. Also, check out, if you're looking for work, hiring immediately, www.templabor.org. You can check out what's going on at thelogtv.com. And also, YouTube channel, We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records, Power Groove Records YouTube channel, We Are Cleveland, nothing but Cleveland material, Cleveland artists. Let me at least take the time before I go to the phone lines, because I won't get a chance to do it if I don't give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music, entertainment, things that are going on. Debuting number 10, wow, Suave Gotti, the all-star anthem from CSU Crew. Number 9, Micah L.A., new music with Young. Number 8, The Actual Tannis. He has like 3 new singles. Number 7, he's just been rattling them off time after time after time. Number 7, YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. Anti-Music Industry is on that page, produced by him, but he also has 4 new songs, about 3 solo songs, 1 song featuring himself and Mr. Powers. Number 6, debuting, National Action Network. The National Action Network. Now, what they're doing, it's very interesting, and that's what's causing me to at least read it out to you, let you all know what's happening. N-A-N. So, National Action Network with Reverend Al Sharpton's Greater Cleveland Chapter. They celebrating Black History, February 19th, 2022 at 3 p.m. at St. Peter's, AME Zion, 14101 Barlett Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. Pastor Reverend Dr. Rebecca Stitt. Because of them, we are. Because of them, we are. Black House Sound will be performing there. We will also have, it looks like, on that bill, speaking, is Mayor Justin Bibb of Cleveland. And I will make sure to have at least some free giveaways with me that day. I will make sure to have that. I'm looking at now a couple of numbers on the phone line. Number 5, moving up, Lyrical Rhythms, which was last Tuesday. Number 4, moving up, it was on Facebook. Number 4, For Lovers and Others, Open Mic Karaoke. Number 3, moving up, Facebook, Big 40, This Ain't the End Concert Birthday Party, going on as we speak. Number 2, debuting, Facebook, In the Lab with Rip, Mix Show Podcast, which was last Monday. Exotic Cuisine, debuting, number 1, and I'm pretty sure it'll be number 1 by next week, all upcoming All-Star Game activities. With those things being said, before I go to the 216-217, I would be remiss if I didn't go and at least say, this leads into a salutation. I Need a Freak, which was an influential rap electro song, originally released in 1983 by the musical act Sexual Harassment, which was out of Cleveland. It has been recorded and sampled many times, most notably by the hip-hop group The Black Eyed Peas for their 2005 hit song, My Humps. Also, Egyptian Lover, Did I Need a Freak, in 1994's Back from the Tomb, Esham, Lola Falana, I really like that version, for Bruce Wayne, Gotham City, 1987, which came out in 1997. Too Short, I Need a Freak, from In the Beginning, There Was Rap, 1997. Insane Clown Posse, Cherry Pie, I Need a Freak. I like that one, too, from Bizarre, 2000. Electrocute, I Need a Freak, from A Tribute to Your Taste, 2003. Tigger, Freak, 2020. Now, the reason that I'm bringing this up, you might say, why isn't he going to the phone calls and he's going to that? Well, you see, in 2011, the song's composer, Lynn Tolliver, won a $1.2 million lawsuit against former collaborator James McCants, who licensed use of the song without Tolliver's authorization. Tolliver, a popular longtime DJ from WZAK in Cleveland, Ohio, had told the Cleveland Plain Dealer, I don't get all that money and I don't have any of it yet. But hold on, let's look at this. Oh yeah. Thea, you had the nerve to call me while I'm live on the radio doing my show. Thea, you get that infamous shout out. Where was I? I know. Anyway, you get where I'm going? Anti-music industry. Music business has always had some shady business deals. But the thing is, the man, Lynn Tolliver himself, said, I don't get all that money, and I don't have any of it yet. But, let's see right now. I have to deal with that fact that he did win money for his song. The group Sexual Harassment put that particular track out, and he passed recently. He was a staple on 93.1 FM. He was what you would call a personality, long-time personality, and he was one of those that I listened to. As Tolliver arrived at WZAK, and when he did arrive at WZAK, he arrived in the early 1980s after the station adopted a black-oriented urban contemporary format. He came to Cleveland by way of MCA Records in Detroit, where he was Billboard Magazine's Urban Contemporary Program Director. His influence on the radio industry is just the way he did things was so different from everybody else in the country. And a lot of people felt that I think he showed people the way to do radio to where it would bring everybody in, is what his nephew Dave Tolliver said. So again, we lost a legend. And he had, with over 32 years of broadcasting experience, he was known for his large personality that attracted a loyal listener following. I remember when he had the billboard over in the Lee Harvard and other areas of a lot of women in bikinis stated, and a lot of people were upset at him. He had women and they said, we play the hits basically back to back. So it was a lot of things that he did radio-wise. But we lost a giant. A lot of people don't realize that he came to voiceitradio.com recently, the past few years, and was doing his radio program on voiceitradio.com. I'm going to go to the phone lines. I had to get that salutation out of the way. 216-217. How are you doing out there?
All right.
That's good. That's good. So, who am I talking to and what's going on this fine evening?
Okay, my name is Inez Bodison. I live in Euclid.
Okay. Your name sounds familiar, so I'm going to ask, don't you do writing?
Yes.
Okay, talk to us a little bit about it.
I have my own column in the Euclid Observer in the community section. It's called Inez Observes. I write true articles about what I see in my community where I live and what I know in the community. That's what I do.
I like what you said. Basically speaking, you write about what you see and what you know.
Yes.
And so I'm going to ask you, does that make it very simple? Because, in other words, you're not going through what you don't know. You're going by what you're dealing with personally.
Yes, I am. That's what I write about. Yes.
I hear you.
Because
go ahead.
Okay. Because if someone else may be going through a situation that I'm going through, they will know it's help out there. You know, and different resources for them to get help from.
I appreciate that. And why did you start doing that?
Well, I was trying to, I used to write for Channel 19 when they had a different format for their website. I say the year between 2007, 2009, they had like a neighborhood section, and they had community bloggers. So I was a community blogger for East Cleveland, and I would write blogs about my area for Channel 19. So when I stopped doing that, I was trying to find somewhere to write a blog, but I had no success in doing it. So when I saw the Euclid Observer come to the building, I saw you can write stories and you can read for free. So that's how I got started. And this past November made it a year for me writing, and that's when I started getting my own column.
I hear you. And why did you choose the topics of resources and help?
Because I use it. I've been dealing with issues like I got hacked. Someone got my personal information. So I use the resources. It's a book that I have for older adults resources.
Yes.
So I found help, you know, with people I can talk to help me make reports for me to lock down my personal information. So if anybody tries to use it, you know, I'll have reports in, and they'll know where to start looking. So that's what I did. Yeah.
I thank you because a lot of times things happen to people, and they just either suck it up or they say they chalk it up to the game, or they get bitter, and they definitely get bitter about certain things, and instead you reached outside yourself to at least start letting other people know how they can get help. So I have a lot of admiration for you.
Thank you. Yes.
No problem. I need
and
to
I'm
ask
one...
you. No, go
okay.
ahead.
Oh,
no,
I just
ahead.
Wanted to say, okay, I like black-on-black crime work about what you do, getting involved with the community. So I like that.
No problem. Well, this is what I will do because I wanted to ask you before we go to any other phone callers, how can we follow what it is that you do, your columns, and look up your name the right way. Please spell out your name and let us know how we can find the Euclid Observer.
Okay. To go online and look, you would go to www.theeuclidobserver.com. And to get the paper, you know, if you're in Euclid, the papers are delivered to businesses and to the residents in Euclid. So for more information about the paper, it's on the website. You can get the information, the number to contact the editor.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. And definitely feel free to hold on to the phone line, but I've been blessed to get copies of that paper and to read, and I appreciate the articles, what you do write, and please, definitely from this day forward, don't be a stranger to the program.
I won't.
No problem.
Thank you.
And thank you. No problem. And definitely happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, thank you so much. And I have to say to all the listeners out there, I did not even wish anybody that. I apologize. I will get to the 216-925 number shortly. I promise you that. But, see, I'm not as young as I used to be. I'm serious. I'm not. And so if I don't do certain things, I'll forget to do it later on. And with that being said, I need to let people know that Black House Sound, Dinner Performances Awards, All Walks of Life Concert, 8 p.m. to midnight at the Mediterranean Party Center. Now, It's at 25021 Rockside Road, Bedford Heights, Ohio, 44146, which is March 11th, 2022. Cost $20. Could have just had a program where everybody said, hey, look, it's an award going out to Councilman Ernest L. Smith of East Cleveland. It's represented everything from entertainment, activism, oppressed people's nation, became a councilman. Still didn't stop doing what he was doing for the community. So he'll be the recipient of the third No Excuses Award. We could have just said, and I may not be a member, but I am a strong affiliate and supporter of Black House Sound. And I support Mr. Powers as well as Brother Joseph Motley Jr. And they came up with a unique concept. They said, look, dinner involved, the music, it's only 20. But what we'll do is we'll open it up. So since only 50 people can fit in there, we will open it to where people can come in. They can perform. They can get their points across. And so I thought it was a phenomenal give back. I also want to take the time to say, for all those listening, ta-da, the BWE event that is coming up, Music and Business for the Soul Awards. That will be happening on February the 26th, 4 p.m. at the Ken Ferguson Civic Center, 4701 Lee Road, before Cleveland, Ohio, 44128. The thing that's happening at that event is none other than the late Mr. Ken Ferguson, Sr. and Family Community Activist Award, Ward 1 Councilman, Mr. Joe Jones, Political, the late Mr. Melvin Milligrand Flowers, No Static Entertainment, Mr. Rob Rose, Entertainment and Promotions, the late Aliana DeFries, Youth, the late Mr. Walter Hyde, Entrepreneur, and that is what is going on that particular date. What we're about to do now is, since I've gotten those announcements out of the way, let me go real quick to the 216-925 and find out who are we talking to and how are you doing. 216-925? 925 going once? Going twice? See, I tell people I'm going to come to your phone line anyway. What I'm going to do is, if you do want to talk later on, you can always press the one key. But I always go to my phone lines just because you all make the show. I don't make the show. The creator allowed this. Let's do this. Hip Hop for Life. HJS, Al Porter, new music for an upcoming anti-music industry. Let's do it.
One. Two. Ever since I first dropped my rhyme, I was like years ahead of time. Architect, futuristic flows, production clarity, it shows. Built my rep on solid ground. HGS, updated my sound. Producer, MC, we're complete. Hip-hop with a strong breakbeat. We mastered it. Hip-hop all day. I'll clarify with what I say. I was clear when I rhymed. I was clear, black by design. I was clear when I told the truth. I was clear with a dose of youth. I was clear, hip-hop culture. I was clear, no culture vultures. Hip-hop is almost 50, withstood the years, nothing iffy. August 11th, yearly party. Hip-hop for life, you can't stop me.
Grinding sacrifices, hip-hop for life. Put our souls in what we write, it's hip-hop for life. Giving proof to the fight, it's hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip-hop for life. We grind and sacrifice, it's hip-hop for life. Put our souls in what we write, it's hip-hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight, it's hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip-hop for life.
let me hear you say hip hop, hip hop. Let me hear you say hip hop. Come on now, hip hop. Let me hear you say hip hop, hip hop. Come on now, hip hop, hip hop. Say hip hop for life.
Hip hop for life,
come on now, hip hop for life,
hip hop for life,
let me hear you say hip hop for life, come on now,
hip hop for life,
let me hear you say hip hop for life,
hip hop for life,
let me hear you say hip hop for life, come on now,
hip hop for life,
say hip hop for life, come on now,
hip hop for life,
let me hear you say hip hop for life, come on,
hip hop for life,
let me hear you say hip hop for life,
hip hop for life,
come on now.
We grind and sacrifice is hip-hop for life. Put our soul in what we write is hip-hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight is hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night is hip-hop for life. We grind and sacrifice is hip-hop for life. Put our soul in what we write is hip-hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight is hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip-hop for life. We grind and sacrifice, it's hip-hop for life. Put our souls in what we write, it's hip-hop for life.
And coming back through and enjoying everything that is happening right now, my thing is I feel very blessed, highly favored, to be able to do this particular program. And let's see, one of the things that has happened recently, because we had it, and my point and my part to be able to do what was done, was that we had a person call in the past week, Lee Weingart. He was calling in about the fact that he's running for county executive. He answered a lot of tough questions. He did. My thing is, just because you might end up answering some tough questions, you always have to stop and see if the person is who they say they are. That's the main thing right there. Are they serious? You name it. Because a person will call in and say almost anything. They will. My thing is, you might need to take a look and see what's being said. How it's being said. Is the person who they say? And right now, the case for change, Lee Weingart for county executive, is that he's facing unprecedented challenges as the health, social, and economic impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, the renewed righteous and urgent calls for racial justice, skyrocketing poverty and hunger, and increasing unemployment. County government is failing to respond to these challenges, and the people of Cuyahoga County are the ones paying the price. And despite the reforms of 2009, Cuyahoga County is failing to provide the level of trust, integrity, and accountability that the people of Cuyahoga County deserve. So Cuyahoga County government needs at least honest, effective, vigorous, and whole leadership to resolve these issues. Now, Lee Weingart, a former county commissioner who has spent the last 19 years building his company and bringing federal and state resources to Cuyahoga County. Yeah, 19 years he's done that. And as I look to see what the main focus of what he was talking about, as county commissioner and in the private sector, he spent 25 years fighting to fix things that were wrong, Cuyahoga County and its residents. So his experience uniquely positions him to lead Cuyahoga County as its next elected executive. Now, if you're looking for a leader who's unafraid to take on difficult challenges and capable of rallying public support for creative solutions, an executive who knows how to work in a bipartisan manner to bring back more of our federal and state tax dollars instead of raising taxes, which he said he would not do many times and has just recently said that. And over the last 6 years, five of Cuyahoga County's budgets have been in deficit, resulting in a loss of nearly $100 million of the county's budget surplus. That's a deep statement in itself. And the people of Cuyahoga County deserve a leader who will fight for them, as Lee will address, it looks like, the need for greater inclusion in our economy and our economic development and the need for criminal justice reform. The one thing that he has said a few times since is that Cuyahoga County needs to elect the sheriff, not have an appointed sheriff, because 13 deaths in just a few short years is something rough. If you were to look out the vision for the future, the case for change, Cuyahoga 2030, that's the case for change, Cuyahoga 2030. And when you look at his opponent, Chris Romaine, the fact that a lot of people in the Democratic Party have balked at Chris Romaine being picked. Some notable names happen to be Shirley Smith, who's running for that position, who we've had on this show a few times, Marcia McCoy from the National Action Network, Mike Seal, who we've had on this show, very active in SEIU 1199 in the Huff area. People of color came out and felt that Chris Romaine running for that seat was an injustice because he was picked by the party in a weird way. He was picked by the party before the filing deadline for others to get fair inclusion. The fact that Chris Romaine has been in charge of money in the university area, some of the money that goes into East Cleveland as well. Let's talk facts. East Cleveland kind of looks like, at times, Beirut, in connection to where Chris Romaine's heart would be, university. My thing is, don't go by what I say. Check your facts, your history, who's in charge of what. I named some of the names and the key players who have spoke out about this. I even talked about how Mike Seal, Marcia McCoy personally felt about the whole thing. And if you're going to start on a low note, I would rather have somebody take the position who doesn't have a low note. I'm just sorry about it. That's just me, personally. Also, I want to at least point out the Euclid nonprofit. I might not have even touched this story, but because of our first caller, Inez Robinson, was talking about it. Resources and everything like that. This Valentine's Day, the Village of Healing Center will officially start taking in patients delivering love through healthcare that'll meet the social and cultural needs of black women. Co-founder of the Village of Healing Center, Dana Langford, said, "We knew that there was a need for black women to be heard and cared for in equitable healthcare. According to a study done by City Lab, Cleveland is one of the worst cities for black women to live in overall, also for health outcomes. This is why Tanisha Gaines and Langford started the Village of Healing. The nonprofit began back in 2019 when they did community programs, but that's when he noticed the greater need. We decided to open the Village of Healing Center with a focus of black providers caring for black patients to decrease real disparities, improve outcomes, and increase patient satisfaction, said Langford. Here they are years later taking in their first patients this Monday, which is today. If I walk into a black provider to discuss my migraines or my high blood pressure, that black doctor is going to emphasize and empathize with me because of their own experiences and experiencing racism and micro and macro aggression, said Langford. The center has three exam rooms, a wellness room that will have a mental health provider, a lab, and a nurse's station, along with groups and a list of services for pregnant women. We not only have our programming, but we have our clinics. So far, pregnant and non-pregnant women, you'll get your annual exams, you can get your prenatal visits, and we have our group programming, which is centered around pregnancy, said Gaines. Also, they chose a location that would benefit their patients right in Euclid. They wanted to make sure it was visible. We have a lot of patients who don't have vehicles, so we went to make sure that we're visible. We're on the bus line, so it's easy to access for them. Gaines and Langford are excited by this new chapter and say it's just one piece of overcoming racial disparities in America, especially for black women. I think that's a very powerful story. One of the people who attended, this is kind of funny to me, that one of the people who attended is somebody who was on this program about a month and a half ago. 8th Court of Appeals, Judge Cornelius J. O'Sullivan. And I find it very interesting that he was there because he's the one who has a book called Feed the Hungry, The Complete Guide to Organizing a Community Meal. And some people, you see that titles of judge or what have you, it's hard to give a person a title when they may be part of the community. And like I said before, that's a excellent book because it talks about how to open up your own centers from start to finish, including organizing a flock. One of the quotes in here from Booker T. Washington, if you want to lift yourself up, lift up someone else. But he talks about funds, equipment, and supplies, preparing your first meal, communicate, how to work with the staff. Again, the book is called Feed the Hungry, The Complete Guide to Organizing a Community Meal. And I found it very interesting that he was there for the simple fact that when I look at what the judge has been doing, I might as well throw it out there, that they have their community meal at St. Luke Lakewood this coming Wednesday, 5 to 7 p.m., corner of Bunce and Clifton. He will have the judicial fundraiser for his campaign March 14th with live music. Definitely check him out on Facebook, just Cornelius O'Sullivan. I like the fact that a lot of times you just wouldn't know he's a judge. I like people who get out there and do what they're supposed to do for the community without too much fanfare or flash. Speaking of fanfare and flash, I have an excellent time. I look back, and I'm wondering, maybe what I'll do is I'll go back and check on couple of our phone lines in a minute, but I'm going to take this little bit of a break, give myself a 3-minute break. There were some other things that we were involved in here and there, but instead of dealing with that, I'm going to go and play something that was debuted a little while ago. It was debuted on Saturday night with Brother Emac's show called A Chilly Night in Cleveland. But I like it so much. This is the solo, the remix for CEO from HJS, Be right back in about 3 minutes or so.
Yo, DJ Shiny Shine. We gotta go back in. Make it bigger, better, stronger, you know what I'm saying? Gotta get the people what they want.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
And keep it classic at the same time, you know?
CEO, you don't have the CID.
It's something for the station, all across the nation. ACSN top rotation, I keep banging out the heat so fast that the haters wonder if my shit gon' last. I get those, then it's on again. Download it on your phone again. Top 100 ringtones again. So open the door and let me in. Begin, I'm home.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
As a child, always felt I rock it. Fat little nigga with dirt in his pockets, but I fell about the game so true. Music business, I ain't had no clue. I knew that hard work would pay with time, so I concentrated on getting mine. I took the concepts that was in my head and turned them boys to bread. I'm home.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million,
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million,
CEO, you don't have the CID.
This ain't hard music, no, this is hit me at the bar music. This is bumping in your car music. This is H, I'm a star music. I'm feeling good tonight, so I put myself in the gym again. Microphone in my hand again. Stay sticking to the plan again. HJS in demand again. I'm home.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million,
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million, yo. Feeling like $1 million. Feeling like $1 million, yo. Feeling like $1 million. Feeling like $1 million, yo. Feeling like $1 million. Feeling like $1 million. Feeling like $1 million, yo. Yo, feeling like $1 million, feeling like $1 million. Feeling like $1 million. Feeling like $1 million, yo. Feeling like $1 million.
Feeling like $1 million. I don't care what HJS is saying. I know he's got an album coming out. He's got that solo album. Now, he's just trying to fool some people. Anyway, the family of the man shot. This is like a 20-foot stepladder for my soapbox. Some people might have seen it on Channel 3. Somebody might have seen it on Channel 5. Family of man shot killed by East Cleveland officer meets with him in search of answers. For those who missed it, it'll probably be back on at the 11 o'clock hour tonight. But it happened today in an extraordinary move. Family members met and talked with the East Cleveland police officer that shot and killed their loved one following a foot chase in January 2021. The meeting between the family of Vincent Belmonte and Sergeant Larry McDonald was brokered by local community group Black on Black Crime, Inc., as well as the East Cleveland Police Department. To protect the privacy and sanctity of the conversation between Diamond Belmonte, Vincent's sister, and Sergeant McDonald, journalists were not allowed in the room while the conversation took place. However, members of Black on Black Crime, the Belmonte family, and East Cleveland Police Chief Sergeant Gardner spoke with reporters after the conversation concluded. As a matter of fact, I have read all the paperwork, and even after the Attorney General got done with the investigation, I watched all of the videos and everything I could. The only person I wasn't allowed to talk to was McDonald. Diamond Belmonte said, I'm not going to say that there aren't hard feelings, but we discussed that I'm human, and a year later, it's still fresh. But I'm not willing to just shut down and say that I'm not going to forgive McDonald forever. On January 5th, 2021, McDonald attempted to stop the car Belmonte was driving for a loud muffler violation. Belmonte led police on a brief chase that ended when he collided with a fire hydrant. McDonald then pursued Belmonte on foot. The foot chase was not captured on McDonald's body camera. He told investigators that he thought he was turning the camera on when, in fact, he had turned it off. According to the documents in the investigatory file released by the Ohio Attorney General's office after a grand jury declined to hand up an indictment, McDonald said Belmonte had pointed a gun at him during the foot chase. McDonald told investigators that he saw the gun, which had an extended magazine. McDonald said Belmonte reportedly turned toward him and reached for the weapon before McDonald fired three times, striking with each shot. Diamond Belmonte said both she and McDonald were visibly anxious and nervous heading into their conversation. Looking at him, do I feel as though he's remorseful? Yeah, he was just as nervous in there as I was, Belmonte said. I do feel better because I'm not going to lie. I was feeling angry this past year, so angry I feel a lot better. Chief Gardner said Art McCoy and other representatives of Black on Black Crime, Inc. approached him after a Cuyahoga County grand jury declined to indict McDonald. Chief Gardner said there was no hesitation on his part. I'm hoping that this is the beginning of possibly bringing some resolution. I wanted to see if there was any possibility to give the family any closure, Gardner said. There's nothing that he, we, or they can do to ever bring Vincent back. The idea was introduced to me, and my thought was that if it gives the family any peace or consolation, then obviously I would like to see this happen. Some of those people who were there from Black on Black Crime, Inc. was Dr. Dalty, myself. I introed in the meeting. Of course, we heard about Brother Art McCoy. A lot of people will complain. They'll complain and say, man, why y'all be with police? Why y'all doing this? Why y'all doing that? All right. So are we supposed to just yell and holler in the middle of the street at them for the rest of our lives? Or do you go in and have meetings? This is like our fifth meeting, but this is the first time this particular meeting happened. When we first went in to have meetings, it was over the high-speed chases in East Cleveland. That still continued, but they dropped down considerably. That's why we went there. Let's not forget why we went. There were a lot of car chases, and believe it or not, a lot of those chases, there's been a reduction since we first met with the officers. We went there to deal with the fact of what do they need from council people, including Councilman Ernest L. Smith, who was there in the meeting. He's been a consistent person going through. We went there to find out some of the things they could use to make it easier on them, such as what's coming, the trackers, so they don't have to chase through the streets as much. They also opened up and allowed us to start seeing their body camera footage, equipment footage, and to see what's happening so that we could get out there and at least be able to be informed citizens and know what was going on and be able to hold them accountable for certain things. In doing that, it led to the meeting today. Make no mistake about it before I go to the 216-424 phone number. Make no mistake, people. Make no mistake when it comes down to it. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he would march. But in his left hand, he might have a picket sign, but in the right side, right hand, he would always have legislation, what he wanted passed, resolutions. What's the outcome? Outcome today where you can have an officer look at the victim eye to eye in the city of East Cleveland. Right now, if Cleveland union heads and police chiefs would have met with their people, they wouldn't have needed a consent decree. They wouldn't have needed an issue 24 to pass. because that meant the officers were engaging with the public and being held accountable. At least now you're seeing some accountability that's historic in the city of East Cleveland. I'm going to take the time because I do have another person who has chimed in. So I'm going to go to that 216-424, 216-424. How are you doing out there?
Oh, so the sheriff in the building. This is the founder of Black Cow Sound. I'm just calling in, chiming in, hearing that.
How you doing, Mr. Porter, Brother Porter? This is D-Shank.
I'm doing well. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to?
Speak up, brother.
D-Shank.
Who are we talking to right now?
D-Shank.
Man, it's good to talk to you. As a matter of fact, I'm glad to talk to you because we were talking earlier on about big happenings on March the 11th. And
So March the 11th, what's so great about it is it's so many people going to be at the show. And I've been trying to let people know as I've been calling in. It's only 50 tickets that can be sold. So we almost out of tickets at this point, and we're trying to get everybody in that want to be involved. And as my man say, don't blame it on the boogie. Don't blame it on the... Hey, that was a great song from you was doing back in the day. It's so many Cleveland artists from B's all the way down to the people off Nose. That's where Future. It's just so many artists within your facility and proximity for you to see that it's great things going on. It's no upsets, hardships. Just check out the shows. Check out what your local artists in your, like, backyards is doing. It'll probably amaze you. As a Cleveland culture, we can't keep thinking the people that's out of town always is true entertainers. But I like to say from that Super Bowl and Dr. Dre's dog and all them, man, woo, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about true entertainment. Now, that was so true. That's what Blackout Sound trying to do. But Blackout Sound, woo, the only way we can get there is to get the support that they got. I noticed they had a whole stadium full of people cheering them
right.
Shank Dog on the phone, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I got people mad from Cleveland.
Cleveland got a lot of talent.
People got to stand up.
It's time for it to be recognized.
It don't gotta be Blackout Sound. Just support your own family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Support
right.
They
move.
Get them off the ground.
And it's sad. I support,
you know,
my big brother.
Man.
Al.
All that support they
big
got.
Brother, so,
and when you support the artists like that, they can deliver like that. Mary J. delivered like that. Eminem delivered like that. Oh, my God. 50 Cent delivered like that.
Right.
I mean, come on, Kendrick Lamar, deliver like that. That's true entertainment. That's what I want to do in Cleveland. It will never exist if people don't participate in the cause. You don't have to like the person that's doing what they're doing, but if they on phones and doing
do
phones,
what you love,
trying to compromise, come on, man, compromising. Bring results.
Yes.
People, listen, Stop hating on your nephew, your son, your daughter that do music, saying that they can't be the next Nicki Minaj or Beyonce or whoever, man. Stop hating on them, man. Bring them up right. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. Shanklin was on the phone. He will be at the show, Rockside Road. This will be March the 11th. We're giving away a reward to Mr. Earn Smith. He really deserve it. Made the payway throughout East Cleveland and talking about so many different subjects of not just blacks. If you was white trash or whatever and you lived in East Cleveland, he even spoke for them. This guy is a great, phenomenal guy. So I want y'all to think about that. Support Blackout Sound. March the 11th. I apologize. It's just so many shows we doing. So September, yeah. You never know what we doing on that date. But like I say, March the 11th.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
No problem. Appreciate the call. Thank you, both of us. Make real Cleveland music. And again, you can catch us this coming week, this coming Saturday, National Action Network Mayor, Cleveland Mayor, Justin Bibb will be on hand. So this is going to be phenomenal. I just want to thank everybody who takes the time to tune into the program. And because I didn't say it, I'll say it again. It will be at St. Peter's AME Zion. That's 14101 Barlett Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. That is off of Kinsman. That's the easiest way to reach that place. My thing is, I thank people who called in. Let me look and see if that 216-925 wants to say anything and head out. 216-925, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. This is Richie Carlisle.
Man, it's good to hear from you. This is a great way to take us out with a couple of minutes left. I'm going to ask you, man, how did you become so gifted in your craft? Because you're an excellent storyteller, and storytelling is an art in hip-hop that's been lost on a lot of people. But talk to us, please.
Man, first of all, I want to apologize for not calling in sooner. I just couldn't get away from my job, but I definitely was checking in. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, in my line of work, the calls kept coming, and I had to address them because that's what they paid me to do.
I got you.
You know, but to be honest with you, man, it's just a gift, really, because prior to 2020, I haven't actively rapped in 20 years.
Get out. Okay.
No, really, I haven't been active in 20 years. So I decided to pick it back up because the pandemic was going on, the world slowed down, and I just, you know, got the bug, so I just got back to it.
Wow. My thing is, with that being said, I have to ask you before leaving up out of here for tonight, what has changed, some of the things that you've seen that have changed?
You know, the thing is that artists have, you know, how can I put it? Rakim said, move the crowd, and they're just finding newer ways to do it, you know. A lot of, you know, people that came up in my era and in your era, you know, they may have their own opinions of it, but they're doing the work, man. They're doing the work that they got bars and everything, but they're just the way that they communicate is just different. You know, instead of like a rapper, you know, rocking the mic, you know, I've seen a lot of artists act out their lyrics on stage, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, again, like Tim said, move the crowd, and they move the crowd. And, you know, you have instances where the kids know these rappers' lyrics line by line. So by the time they see them, it's a sing-along, bro. So I love it. You know, I love it. I mean, it's not the way I do it, But, you know, every generation changes, you know what I'm saying? That's not something that I personally would do, but I don't, you know, I don't knock it. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to be the old guy, get off my lawn guy.
With, you know,
it's certain things that, you know, it's our lane, it's my lane, your lane, their lane, you know, but it all can go.
Man, but I appreciate
can go.
That.
Those are the differences. It's like, you know, they do the work in the studio. I've heard a lot of ad-libbing, you know what I mean? But they actually act out the lyrics, and, you know, they create a following so that when it's time to rock the mic, you know, they got fans. They know the words line by. It's amazing.
Man, I thank you. And before we leave up out of here, because we know it's supposed to end at 10, but I have to ask you, how can people reach out to you?
All right. Well, Richie Carlisle 216 on Instagram and Twitter. Richie Carlisle on Facebook. You know, Richie Carlisle on most other social media outlets. You can also get Richie Carlisle on pretty much most places where you stream your music, like Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, pretty much whatever, wherever you get your music, you know, you can find the music. The Frank Moses Experience Volume 1 is streaming everywhere right now.
Okay.
I'm working on Volume 2 right now and also working on a project with my homie Black Dollar. So that project is going to come out sometime in the spring or the summer. My second album going to drop probably around the fall.
Nice. Thank you for calling in, brother. We appreciate you.
No problem, man. It was a pleasure and an honor to, you know, definitely call in. Any events you got coming up, you know, this year, you know, I'm definitely want to be a part of it. You know, hopefully they're on Saturday.
Okay. I feel you.
You know.
I will be talking to you, brother. I promise. We'll
right.
get you into that March 11th show. Because of everything else, that 216-682, you got exactly 60 seconds because you know it's past time. 216-682, how you doing?
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing well. What about yourself?
I'm fine. I just popped in to listen in.
Well, I'm glad you did. So this is what we're going to do. We would like for you to pop in a lot earlier by next week around 9 o'clock. That way we can at least talk to you for a couple of minutes. How about that?
You sure?
No problem. Thank you so much. You're the, like, closer, so with about 30 seconds left, is there anything you would like to say?
Well, God bless each and every one of you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you for saying that, and likewise, Queen, enjoy the rest of this day.
You as well.
No problem. And with that being said, I know when to shut my mouth and say, Creator, bless everybody. We have several events coming up. May we crisscross and see each other at different things. Peace.